Chris says, wondering what you've seen from the Colts offensive line, and in particular the center spot, because they have a new guy in there.
You see the Chargers?
The Chargers, I'm sorry.
but yeah, they had a few injuries there. They had Chris Watts starting the other last game against Baltimore, and they brought in Trevor Robinson when he got hurt. So you know, we're not sure exactly who's going to be in there, but you know, we're going to prepare for whoever we believe could possibly be in there.
And what are your thoughts on Ryan Matthews, who has been in and out of the lineup, but is back in there again?
I'm sorry?
But just wondering your thoughts on Ryan Matthews, the running back.
Oh, okay. I think he's very dynamic and has great vision, strong and willed body. He's able to break the tackles, and he's a good running back.
Chris, you're facing, every week in the league, I know that you're going to face a quarterback who can make plays, but you're in the midst of a very impressive stretch of QBs here. Going back over the last 5 weeks, and what's that been like for you as a team, knowing that these guys, it doesn't leave much margin for error? And secondly, what are your thoughts on Phillip Rivers? What kind of makes him different than some of the other guys you played?
I mean, Rivers, you know, he's more of a pocket quarterback. And he's a tough guy. He sticks in the pocket. He's very good for the offense. You know, he makes checks on the line, and he's very dynamic with the way he can throw the ball. Along with the skill guys he has, he uses all of them to his advantage. And he's able to step up, and he makes great throws downfield. He puts his receivers in a great position to catch the ball. And so, we as a defensive line have to make sure we can't let him step up as easily as he wants to.
Chris, you guys have had a lot of personnel movement up front over the course of the 2014 season. I know a lot of new faces, guys have come and gone because of injury and different personnel packages. First of all, how much of a challenge has that been for you and for you guys up front, but you know, you, Vince, and the rest of the guys? And secondly, how do you think you guys as a group have responded this season?
I guess both of us just kind of go together because depending on the game, guys get hurt, guys go down, and, there's roster moves all the time, and so, we get to just deal with whatever we have going on. You know, I think we do a great job of adjusting. It's got to be mentally tough because, things aren't going to go, the way we want it every day, and so we just got to be able to fight through anything that happens and, stick together as a team and as a defensive unit. And I think us as a defensive line, we're very mentally and physically tough, and we play to that.
Second question for me. You guys enjoyed some success in the red zone against Green Bay. What are some of the similarities? I know every play is different and every situation is different, but what are some of the similarities that you guys have when it comes to playing good red zone defense up and down the board?
Some of the similarities?
Yeah, just some of the commonalities in terms of, again, I know every situation is different and I know every team is different, but what are some of the things that you guys need to do? What are some of the things you guys have done to have success defensively in the red zone this year?
I think just higher awareness. When you get to the red zone, obviously the game is very close to the offense, is very close to scoring. You know that at the time they're going to pin their ears back and make sure they can't, get into the end zone, because once they're there, that's their goal, is not to let them in the end zone. I think, this year we've done a great job of realizing where we're at. We study the situation, and we and we're very disciplined when we get there. I think that helps us out a lot. So.
Thanks.
Hey, Chris. I just wanted to ask you about Rivers again. I know you mentioned he's a little bit more of a pocket passer maybe than you guys have seen recently. But I wanted to ask you about something that Matt Patricia mentioned yesterday, which is he sees some similarities in Mike McCoy's offense there in San Diego. Maybe a little bit to the Broncos offense, because McCoy spent some time there with Peyton Manning. And so I'm just wondering if you see any similarities there between Rivers and Manning and their ability to kind of change things at the line. Is that something that you guys have to be aware of as a defensive line, him making some of those calls at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, definitely affects the similarity between the two offenses. I mean, both of them run a lot of no huddle, and Rivers is at the helm along with Manning. They both they're making a lot of plays, making a lot of checks, and they're both very smart quarterbacks. I think Philip Rivers brings that a lot. And, he helps them a lot with their offense, with checking all the plays, because they try to check the plays to the defense that was playing. And, I know Phil does a lot of the great things with the checks. And so I know a lot of offense runs through him, which is very similar to Manning. So, yes, I would agree that they're very similar.
And, Chris, I just want to ask you one more thing. I know, I think just looking at the numbers, I think the Chargers are, they have the third or fourth best in the league at third down conversions. And so I know it's still kind of early in the week here, but I'm just wondering from what you've seen and what you've been told about the San Diego offense, what's made them so good on third downs, do you think?
I think I'm not sure exactly what they do, but they're really good at it. From the film that I've watched, they're very dynamic, and their goal is to always get the first down. I think, they do what they do, and they do it well. They don't do anything extravagant on the third downs. They're just really good at it. And I know Phil, there's a big reason for that. Like I said before, all the skill players, Tina Allen and Antonio Gates, all these guys, they're able to get open. They run great routes, and they're very dynamic players. And even the backs too. They do a great job of just converting. I think they're like 47% on the season. That's a great percentage for an offense to be converting on third down.
Thanks, Doc, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. Taking a look at the San Diego offensive line, they've got a 24 sack. You guys went up against arguably one of the best offensive lines in the Packers last week. Are you guys hoping to get more pressure on Philip Rivers to be able to disrupt his game a little bit more than you did Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, definitely. As a goal, it's always a goal for us as a defensive line to get pressure on a quarterback. And with every week coming up, it's going to become more and more important. And I think for Philip Rivers, he's a great quarterback. And I think if you just allow him to sit comfortably in the pocket, he's going to make a lot of plays during the course of the game. So we definitely have to get him off the spot to get pressure on him.